from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
It is indeed. Welcome to it. Hello.
Great show today as well. We record this at the end of our show. I feel like it was one of our best today.
One of our best.
Yeah, what do you think? No?
I feel like you throw around like big statements like that. Like, this is the best thing we've ever done.
Yeah, 100%.
Quite often. Are we all just constantly getting better?
No, let's restart.
Okay.
Welcome to the Ellie and Taz podcast. Very average month. And for a Monday, pretty average.
Yeah, true. It doesn't quite have the same
ring to it,
doesn't
it? I feel like you throw around average statements all the time.
Well, it's like when you tell someone you love them.
Yeah.
Does it like have a little less impact if you say I love you all the time to everyone?
No.
Oh, okay.
If you say I love you to three times to the one person, it means you've thought about them three times that day and you've gone, oh, I really appreciate that person.
Oh.
Do you think we will ever get to the point where I say I love you and mean it?
Hopefully not. Like, as in, like, you're falling in love with me.
What? You're a friend of mine.
Yeah, but I don't want you to be in love.
Do you not say love you to friends?
I don't want you to be in love with me. Like, that would be really bad for our working relationship.
Yeah, if you're like,
I love you, Ellie Chain. Oh, I just stared you so deep in the eye just then.
Do you think you'll never say it
to me? Oh, I love you as a friend. Of course I love you as a friend.
You are incapable
of
love. I mean, look, you said it, not me. Very average show today. Stick around if you want.
Oh, God.
Love you.
I've brought him down, Sunny Coast. Love you, Taz.
No, it's one of our best. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I have two sagas in my life. The first saga was Star Wars, the Skywalker saga. Nerds unite, you'll all appreciate that. Ellie won't because she hasn't seen a single second.
No.
However, the second saga in my life has been described to me this morning. She goes, Ellie says, on the show this afternoon, I have a saga to bring to the show. So you better equal 9 Star Wars movies, okay?
I think you'll
like
it.
The bar is high.
I think you'll like it, Tazzy. My partner Dan and I are going to see my family in Perth for the Anzac Day weekend.
Yes.
And we booked the flights like 3 or 4 months ago.
This smells like another I lost my AirPods while trying to scoot around and help my mental health last week.
No, you're going to like it.
This is a 5-minute story. Could have been an email.
You're going to like it.
Okay.
So he booked our flights for us and he sent me through the itinerary. I hadn't looked at it until on the weekend. I was on the phone to my parents and they said, hey, what time are you going to be leaving on the Sunday?
Yeah.
Can you give us your flight details? So went in my emails and got the flight itinerary.
Yeah.
And I looked on where it said his name, perfect, where it said my name, the name that he has booked me under
right.
is Miss Hairy Tits Eleanor Cheney.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
Can you do that?
And
maybe you can.
So I've sent a screenshot of it to him. I said, why have you done this? Because you actually have to pay for name changes. He's like, it's great gear though. I thought it'd be hilarious.
My favourite part will be stepping onto the plane because they always greet you and say your name. They like to make a little special mention. Ah, yes, Dan, right this way, 12A. Oh, and are you travelling with him, Miss...
Heritage.
Right this way. They won't say it. They'll look and they'll pause. Then they'll look at you and go, maybe not much hair, and then they'll, they'll keep walking.
This is the thing, Tazzy, right? My options now are do I call up Virgin and say... Hi, can I just do a name change? And they say, yep, cool, that'll be $90. What do you want to change? And
did
I say,
you shave? Can we get rid of... Is that why you wanted to change the name?
Can we get rid of Hairy Tits from my name? Because it doesn't match my ID. So either I do that...
It doesn't match my ID.
Or I rock up to the flight and go to check in and they say, can I see some ID? And I say, look, my name's not Hairy Tits. That was just a gag. Or... I check in online and I go and I get on the plane and they're like, all right, yeah, thanks, Miss Hairy Tits. Like, what do I do?
Paging Miss Hairy Tits, if she's on the plane at the moment, can you please come to the stewardesses at the front?
God forbid I be late for the plane because if that goes over Brisbane Airport.
Just waiting on one more passenger. Paging Miss Hairy Tits, if you're in the terminal, please.
I mean, Dan was right. It's great gear. It's great gear.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
The Oscars finished up a couple of hours ago, and if you're busy working, like everybody is, we'll just do a quick little wrap-up for you so you've got something to talk about over the water cooler, around the water cooler tomorrow. Big thing everybody's mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Gosling. actually smashed his performance of I'm Just Ken.
The man can do no wrong. Have a listen to him. He's actually got such a good voice. I'm just Ken. Where I see love, she sees a friend. What will it take for her?
Choreographed, dancers, there were actors, the other Kens joined him on stage, plus Mark Ronson slash and Van Halen in there somewhere as well. It's just, yeah, crazy.
Honestly, Ryan Gosling, if it doesn't work out with Eva Mendes.
Right.
And if my beautiful partner Dan gets hit by a bus.
Right.
Then call me.
Okay. I'm sure Ryan Gosling's listening at about 2 a.m. over in the States after the Oscars. Also, a couple of big winners in the big categories at the Oscars.
Mm.
I'm going to give you a selection of categories. You have to tell me if Oppenheimer won them or if Oppenheimer didn't.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So you just say yes or no, did Oppenheimer win this?
Can we play the game that you suggested earlier of Oppenheimer or Noppenheimer? Because that is way more fun.
I just said that in passing. I didn't want to.
I want to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to Ellie from Maroochydore. She's stepping up to play Oppenheimer or Noppenheimer.
Hello. Long-time listener, first-time player.
Okay, so this is the game where I give you a category at the Oscars that finished a couple of hours ago. You have to tell me if Oppenheimer won it or if they didn't.
All right.
We'll start easy. The best picture, is it an Oppenheimer or is it an Oppenheimer?
It's an Oppenheimer. I'm looking in Oppenheimer,
Taz. It sure is. Best picture went to Oppenheimer. That's right. Okay, here we go. Best actor.
Best actor, that would have gone to Noppenheimer. I reckon you're going to throw me a Noppenheimer early.
It's Cillian Murphy from Oppenheimer. Oh, bah, bah. Sorry, she's one from two. Okay, best actor in a supporting role.
Oh, gosh. Wasn't Ryan Gosling up for that? No, he was
not. Ryan Gosling was up for that in Barbie, yes.
Oh, well, surely he's on the list. Surely he won it.
No, this is another Oppenheimer.
Oh.
Robert Downey Jr. Okay, what about best director? Best directing. Come on.
Well, I know Greta wasn't nominated for Barbie, so
nope.
I was mad about that.
Yep.
Sure, let's say Oppenheimer.
It is. It's another Oppenheimer.
Jeez.
Okay, best cinematography. Is it an Oppenheimer or a Noppenheimer?
It's an Oppenheimer, Taz.
No, that's another Oppenheimer.
Oh, gosh. So you think they didn't win?
And, okay, two more to go. Best film editing.
Who cares about that category?
Oppenheimer or Noppenheimer?
Oppenheimer.
It's another Oppenheimer. What about best original score?
Noppenheimer.
No, it's another Oppenheimer.
Oh,
I got it with a classic
one. I hate
one.
This game.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
About 6 months ago, Sunny Coast, we came up with an idea we're super excited for right now. So if you are hearing this is huge for us. There's a lot that happens on the Sunny Coast. You and I don't hear about absolutely everything. Not always does everything come across our desk. There's a lot that goes on in suburbs around the coast that we don't hear about.
And we try to spy on them by joining every single community board that exists.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bye Bye Locals that I joined last week.
What's happening in Caloundra is a big one for me.
Welcome to Palmwoods. Hi, guys. How you going?
They let me in. I don't live there, but hopefully they just know that we do what we do and we can help out.
Majimba Locals.
Yes.
Very strict to get in.
Ooh.
Managed to weasel my way into that one.
I'll
don't
join
you worry
that
about.
One. Look out, admins. So what we're after at the moment, Sunny Coast, is we want unofficial mayors to join the show. Be the unofficial mayor of your suburb. It's great timing that the mayoral elections are on at the moment. This is kind of why we're doing it now and not next month. We want to put together a little black book of mayors of the Sunny Coast. Do you know your suburb inside and out? Are they putting in a new park? Are they getting rid of a bridge? Are they closing that road off? Or what's that building going to be? If you know about your suburb, you're connected. You know everybody. You're always chatting to, you know, you're in the loop.
Yeah.
We need to add you to our little black book.
We do. And this is a big opportunity for you, okay? You can be the representative of your suburb.
If something happens in your suburb, we want to be able to give you a call and go, what's going on here?
Mm.
And you can, Taz, Ellie, we'll get you to the bottom of it. I know about this. I was talking to Liam around the corner and he says blah, 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 blah. We're not saying your word has to be gospel or true.
Yeah.
But if you've seen it, if you've driven past it and gone, oh, yeah, I did see that, that's all we really need from you. That's all the amount of knowledge that we need.
Yeah. I mean, don't come on here and, like, slander anybody or, you know, get us done for defamation. No, thank you. But it is a bit of fun, okay? So if you want to throw your hat in the ring, and be the unofficial mayor of your suburb. Mm. Call us right now, 545-11919.
Yep.
Are we the ultimate people who elect the unofficial mayors?
We're the only voters.
We are the democracy.
Really, yeah. We think we might have a Kurrumundi representative. Hello, Deb.
Hello, Taz and Ellie. How are you today, guys?
Oh, Deb, we are well, thank you. We thought we might get a call from you because you, look, you're almost already the unofficial representative of Kurrumundi on this radio show because you call us quite often. What would it mean to you to become our unofficial mayor?
Oh, you know what? It would be an absolute dream come true because I love everything about Kurrumundi. It is amazing.
It's a beautiful spot, but tell us a few of your favourite places, Deb.
Okay, so absolutely love Kurrumundi Lake for things like stand-up paddleboarding and taking my little doggy for a swim. The beach is so great for surfing, obviously. And there's some cool little cafes, and I am lucky enough sometimes to get to work at the recreational camp doing some outdoor activities. So I, you know, live and breathe Kurrumundi. I'm either in the lake or in the ocean and hanging around.
Are you a part of any Kurrumundi community pages on Facebook, Deb, just to stay across everything?
Oh, I am, yes. Yep.
Okay, I think she's ticking all the boxes.
I'm on the local Kurrumundi page and the local Kurrumundi dog off-leash page, yeah.
I'm sure there's drama that goes down on that page, Deb.
Oh, well, you know, there's drama everywhere on social media. It's
That's
so
true.
Much fun. Like, you know, when I'm up to speed with all my favourite TV shows, I just get on Facebook.
Just go for a stroll, yeah. See what people are complaining about today. Well, yeah. Tassie, you and I are the democracy in this. We are voting on behalf of the rest of the coast.
Yes.
Do we both vote for Deb to be our unofficial Kurrumundi mayor?
I would love Deb to be our first unofficial mayor in the Little Black Book. Congratulations, Deb.
Thanks so much, guys.
You're
such
welcome.
An honour.
Thank you. Now, just
and I will take my role seriously.
Good. If anything happens in Kurrumundi, we want you to contact us straight away or we'll contact you.
I will.
And you can report live from the scene.
I'll be all over it.
Ellie and I can't be everywhere, but now we don't have to be in Kurrumundi. Deb's doing the hard work
for us. Yeah.
Good on you, Deb. If you want to be your suburb's unofficial mayor, get in contact with our Sunny Coast.
Yep.
Either call us now, 545-11919, or hit us up on the socials, 919CFM.
We'd love to add a new suburb every day here on the show.
Live across the Sunny Coast, Ellie and Taz. 91.9CFM.
You know me, I have quite a lot of faith in the government and I'm pretty straight-laced. I don't believe in conspiracy theories.
No, you don't. Did we land on the moon?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, same.
Land on the moon. 9/11 wasn't an inside job. I'm just all for it is how it looks.
Yeah.
Probably quite a naive way to look at the world.
Keep believing that your Kit Kat walked away. That wasn't me stealing it, all right?
Which is why I'm struggling to get around all the conspiracy theories that are floating around at the moment about Kate Middleton. Okay. Now, for those who haven't heard, the what is she, the Duchess of something?
She's I thought you said you
Williams,
had...
William's wife.
Okay.
there's been these theories floating around because she hasn't been seen since Christmas Day. And so people are saying she's dead, she's been bashed, there's all this stuff.
Maybe
going
she
on.
Was Michael Jackson all along.
Yeah.
All conspiracy theories link back to Michael Jackson still alive. At somehow.
Oh, absolutely.
It's always just Michael Jackson. So we need to get to the bottom of this. Somebody who knows more than us and definitely enough on this. Nicola, you hear her read the news every morning during the Big Breakfast with Foz and Brooke. G'day, Nicola.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Nick. Well, you've been up for a very long time, so we appreciate you coming on our show. But we thought, I know you're a big fan of the Royals and also you're across the news, so you're the best person to talk to about this.
Mm-hmm.
What we know is that Princess Kate has not been seen since Christmas Day. The palace is saying it's because she had abdominal surgery, right?
Yes.
And then today there's been a whole nother twist to the story. What do you know from your point of view?
Okay. Well, firstly, Ellie, she has been seen since Christmas Day. She was spotted a couple of days ago as a passenger in the car being driven by her mother for the school run. And that was the first photo, probably taken with a telescopic lens a long way away, but she has been seen. There was a proof of life photo a few days ago.
Okay, cool. She's alive.
So tick that box. She's alive. And so secondly, so we have this
photo come out because it's been Mother's Day over in the UK. So they released a photo, and usually, you know, Kate's a photographer as a hobby, but this time it was William behind the camera, and he's taken a photo of his wife with their three children, and it was released by Kensington Palace with the message saying, "Thank you for all your support over the last few months. You know, it means a lot. Happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there." Great. So, again, kind of another proof of life photo, if you will.
Yeah.
So that was this morning. And then this afternoon, all of these agencies, so like Reuters and, you know, all the photography agencies have, that released that photo, have now issued a kill, which means they want people to take the photo down because they claim that it's been edited, right, or not up to the standards that they believe is truthful. So they believe that it's been edited. But the photo was released by Kensington Palace. So who cares if they edited it? I mean, this is what I don't understand. If William took the photo, he might have gone, "Oh, I really like this one. All the kids are actually looking at the camera. I've got a great photo, but that bit's a tiny bit blurry and the hair's a bit messy. Could you just fix it up a little bit before you send it out?"
Maybe they used the new Samsung feature where, you know, one of the kids has their eyes closed and they've got the face swap on it or something. Yeah,
100%. Exactly. So who cares if they did that? Or, like, why is it a big deal? I mean, if it was sent out by Kensington Palace like that, then... I mean, they can do whatever they want.
I suppose they're not pulling Kim Kardashian up on, like, making her bum look bigger in her photos and stuff, you know?
Have you read what they're saying? Like, "Oh, this hand looks a tiny bit out of line and this strand of hair, it looks like it's been manipulated." And I'm thinking, oh, really?
Well,
are you really looking that closely?
Where do you think this plays into, Nick, the whole conspiracy theory that something sinister's happened to Kate and the palace are trying to hide it?
I'm not into conspiracy theories. This is ridiculous. It's the royals, though. I mean, the headline this morning before all of this was that she was photographed and she wasn't wearing her wedding rings.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, well, she's at home and she's had surgery. Like, who's walking around with a massive ring on their finger at home while they're just, you know, doing the dishes and stuff? Like, honestly.
I don't know. Maybe I'm kind of getting why people love conspiracy theories. I'm kind of getting into it now.
You like conspiracy theories.
We're talking about it on air.
Yeah, exactly. It's got me. It's good to hear you get fired up because
honestly, I'm like, it's just ridiculous.
I would like Nicola to read the news, then come on our show every day and just
vent.
Tell us what she really thinks.
And honestly, I could do that every day.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we'll check in with you on Monday then when we know who the new mayor is. We'll get your true thoughts.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yes. Don't forget to vote. Yes, this Saturday. Thanks, guys.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I saw an article the other day across the weekend, and I was really interested by it. So I thought, you know what? If I'm interested by it, maybe the people will be too. Yeah. Australia's most and least trusted brands.
I saw this headline, didn't click on it, so I'm completely clueless here.
Okay, well, that's good. That's what I like it when you're clueless, Taz, because I get to teach you things.
Oh, dear.
Because I've asked you to have a think about who you think would be the most trusted brands.
Yep.
And when we say trusted, like, it's hard to articulate what a trusted brand is, but you know they've got good products, good service. You can rely on them. They're not going to scam you, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I use Temu as an example of an untrustworthy brand.
Yeah,
you know, you think of that brand and you think, oh, I don't know.
Yep.
Would you
understand.
Like to lock
I've got three that I think are not trusted and three that are trusted. Which ones are we going first?
Give me your not trusted first.
Not trusted, I think, are the big overarching ones. I don't know whether they deserve this or not, but it's supermarkets, Apple, and telcos.
Well, I mean, you can't just say supermarkets and telcos because...
Well, I don't want to single them out.
Well, this is research. This is... Oh, okay. The specifics.
I think supermarkets, Apple and telcos are some of the least trusted.
I can confirm that two out of three of those
not
industries
Apple.
You have just said are in the most trusted.
Oh, gosh.
So the opposite of what you're guessing.
Okay.
Least trusted.
Yes.
In fifth place, we have News Corp.
Oh,
so the news outlets.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Four, you were right, Telstra.
Great, yep.
Oh, no, you said,
Telcos, yep.
Qantas comes in at third least trusted. I reckon that's because all of the problems they've had, you know.
They're always in the news and it's usually negative.
Yeah, absolutely. Meta comes in at number two.
Facebook and Instagram, the people that own them. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Zuckerberg, the robot at the top.
And you were correct in saying telcos for being least trusted because number one, Optus. The company that had the massive outage.
Yeah, Optus.
Optus, least trusted brand
that's
in Australia.
That's down to that outage.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have topped the list.
And the hacking scandal, remember?
Okay.
Yeah, they got hacked too.
Sorry, so Optus. I did try.
All right, Australia's most trusted brands.
Okay.
Are we ready?
I've got three.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone with Aussie because I feel like Aussies trust Aussies. So even if they're not Australian at the end of the day, if they're not owned here,
yep.
I think people like R&M Williams, Holden's, I think.
Holden's doesn't exist anymore.
I know, but I still feel like it'll be up there. And 91.9 CFM. Those are my top three.
Can confirm none of them are in the top five. You were wrong.
We must be top 10 though.
We're not. We don't even get a Guernsey.
Radio stations.
Fifth most trusted brand, Coles. They've slipped heavily. They used to be way higher. Fourth.
Supermarkets are most trusted.
Mm-hmm.
That is surprising.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fourth, Kmart. Should have been higher.
Mm.
I trust Kmart with my life.
Should have been higher.
Third, Aldi.
So it's all just big, big brands.
Big brands.
Wow.
Second, falling from first. They were originally first. Now they're into second with all the price gouging scandal that's going around. Woolies.
The fresh food people.
Mm-hmm. And coming in at number one.
Most trusted brand here in Australia. It's not R&M Williams.
You're going to kick yourself, I think. There's people screaming at their radios right now about what this brand could be. Number one most trusted brand in Australia.
Yes.
It's Bunnings Warehouse. Just the beginning. Boom, you're trusty.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.
We're CFM, right? We play ocean sounds quite often, but rarely do we play rodcasting sounds, but you may have just heard one.
Get that BCF and feeling at BCF Maroochydore. On 91.9 CFM, Ellie and Taz.
To be honest, I don't know if we
do
play.
I bow down to you for that pun.
I don't know if we do play a lot of ocean sounds on the reg, to be honest, but hey.
Forget podcasting. It's rodcasting here this afternoon. If you did hear that casting sound effect before that song, it meant you to jump on those phones as fast as you can. 545-11919. Who was first, though, when it played?
I believe, if I'm looking at my notes here that I take on every single call that comes through to the station, it was Ruby from Morayfield. Hi, Ruby.
Hi, guys.
Ruby, go ballistic. You've scored $100 to spend at BCF Maroochydore. Congrats.
Oh, beautiful. Honey will be happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to have to trek on up from Morayfield, though. Do you come up to the sunny coast often?
I do. I work up there, so.
Perfect. That's what we like to hear.
What's your hubby going to spend it on, Rubes?
Oh, take your pick. Probably camping or fishing stuff.
Don't spend it in the first aisle, all right? Make it round the whole store first.
I'm going to have to tell him that.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, well, Rubes, that is all yours. And that can you fob it off as a present, you know? Like, does he have a birthday or something coming up that you can say, hey, I got you this?
It was our anniversary a couple of weeks ago. I'll just be like, here. Happy late anniversary present.
Did you get him anything for the anniversary?
Did I get anything? No.
Yeah, true. Sorry, true.
Ruby's husband's on the phone. He wants to win the voucher as well. Give it to you for a late anniversary. Hey, you can grab that BCF and feeling at BCF Maroochydore. Congratulations, Ruby.
Thank you.
No worries at all, sister. Hey, we are going to have more of those vouchers to give out throughout the week. Thanks to BCF.
Well done.
Maroochydore.
One job.
Look, there's a lot of B brands that we
I've
represent.
I've already thanked them. Okay.
I know. Okay, just listen out tomorrow on the show if you want to win one. Sunny Coast is what I'm trying to say.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
And we're joined in studio by two of our I can't say favourites in the office because otherwise all the other people in the office will get mad.
Name one other person in this office.
Bet good luck.
Oh, damn.
There's like 50 people to choose from. That was not a hard quiz. Hello, Lockie and Finny.
Name one person.
Good afternoon, team. How are you?
We're good. Now, we got you in because you two are like our young and hip friends. that are up with young people things, right, Tassie? Would you say that about
They're
them?
Young. They're totally young, these two, yeah.
You two visited, dare I say, the young and hippest event in southeast Queensland across the weekend. Mm. You went to the Fred Again concert. Now, oh, look at them bopping their chairs as soon as they hear him.
This guy wasn't a thing 2 or 3 years ago, was he? Mm. He sort of burst onto the scene internationally.
Yeah, he went to a festival last year and he wasn't even the headliner. He played at 4 o'clock. But then he came to Australia and he's now been the biggest person to come to Australia except for Taylor Swift.
Mm. And
for
Pink.
The people
Pink's
our age
also
group.
Here.
Yeah, but Pink.
Oh, for your age.
Pink was big when we were their age, doesn't
he? He is our Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay, so talk us through it. It was down on the Gold Coast, right?
Mm. So it was at a place called Doug Jennings Park, which is at the Spit. So when you're at SeaWorld, it's right at the end at the tip. But the thing is, there was one road in, one road out. So
well, I said this to you because when the location was locked in last week, I said that is going to be an absolute bitch to get to and from.
Mm. 100% was. I mean, I was okay. We tried to get an Uber. It cancelled. So
you were fine.
We were fine because we got to the bus line at an appropriate time.
Yes. I waited
got on the bus.
3 hours to get in.
Yeah.
Wow.
3 hours. I
to get
left,
in?
Yeah, I left the hotel at 3:30, tried to get an Uber, couldn't get it. We walked to where everyone was catching the buses, mm-hmm. and we waited in line for 2 hours. When we finally got on the bus, because there was so much traffic because there was only one road, it took about 1 hour and 10 minutes. Mm. So then Fred started playing and we were all still on the bus. I was raging.
Mm.
But the thing is, he never released, one of the biggest problems we reckon was he never released a set time. So he didn't say when his pre-act was starting, which was at 4 o'clock. He didn't say when he was starting, which was 7:30.
Taylor
but no
Swift
one
wouldn't
knew
have done
that.
This, just saying.
T-Swizz wouldn't have. But then in protest on the way out, everyone didn't get on the buses. There was 6 buses for 30,000 people to get home.
So bad.
In protest, everyone ditched the buses, walked along this street, which was one way in, one way out, blocked all the buses from leaving protest. And the police said, buses, you can't leave because there's people on the road. So they had to wait, I think it was a good 2 hours until everyone had cleared that path, that road to get
and
home.
And everyone just decided to walk back, which, like, to get from the Spit to SeaWorld in itself was like 45 minutes. I ended up walking 2.5 hours. I couldn't catch an Uber. I couldn't get a but nothing.
Oh, that sounds Tassie. Are you listening to this as someone in their 30s being that sounds horrendous.
I love an 8 p.m. sleep here. Thank you very much.
You know what I did on Saturday night? Watched a documentary on a UK stalker. Big night for me.
I know where I'd rather be.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.